We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Oh, yeah. Marks and Reese, we're back. We're going to pay proper respect to a first of all, great dude. But also, 53 years covering the Eagles is a really long time. A Hall of Famer in one second. Happy Mother's Day to all the moms out there. Belated. A lot of brunches yesterday, Ike.
Yeah. Yeah.
Tough day for you as well. First Mother's Day without mom.
Yeah. And it really was. I tried not to ruin Renee's day. And I think I did a good job of it. Went to brunch with the kids and everything. And so after that, I just got home about 3:30, laid it down for a while.
Yeah,
I just felt weird all day yesterday. It was just
well, it's different because
it's a weird day for yesterday.
Yeah, as you said on Friday, it's the first year that mom's not around, which is obviously you're thinking about her all day, and it's tough.
And then so when I'm calling moms yesterday to tell them Happy Mother's Day, family members or what have you, in-laws or what have you. It sucks even more that, you know, that first phone call is usually to her.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So.
You know, you're not making that first phone
call. Yeah. So, but, you know, I got through it and everything was cool, man. Everything. It was a good day. I think we did a good enough job.
Did a good job.
For Renee yesterday. My son, he came with a dozen roses.
Oh.
You know, yeah, had the cards and candy. Yeah, so, you know, my daughter, she's the best. She's going to always have something.
Heartfelt.
Yeah, she's the best. It's the son I got to work on, so.
Okay, well, it seems like he had a good year.
Yeah, he did. So.
Jack, how did you do it Mother's Day yesterday?
Jill and I took my mom out, and we went out to an actual brunch. I mean, Ike was a late lunch, you know.
Well, what's up? Wait, late? I got finished at 3:30. I didn't start at 3:30. I went at 1:30.
You typically have to be
lunch,
but it's a brunch menu.
It's a brunch menu.
You knucklehead.
Yes, moron.
You're criticizing him for eating brunch at 1:30. So it was good.
But here's the funny thing. To his point, I think Elijah's the only one who had some type of breakfast
because it's lunch.
Yeah. I got a real meal. Yeah,
man, you're basically having Brenner. That's Brenner.
Leonard.
Yes.
Yeah, Leonard. No, it's good. I took my mom out. We went over Jill, saw her mom. Although her mom's birthday was last weekend, so she doesn't get two weekends.
She doesn't get two weekends.
Yeah, she had her day.
Seems
last
like it's
Saturday.
Overkill.
Yeah, it's a lot. So
you can't honor mom and say happy birthday to her.
Yeah, exactly.
Too much.
It's pick or choose.
It's like Ike with his anniversary.
I hope she's not listening to the radio.
She's probably listening. It was good. So
good. I'm glad. I knew that our brunch, and I'm not going to reveal the name of the establishment because I don't want to get people in trouble. But I knew it was going to be a problem when the server walked up and my wife said he reeks like pot. And I'm like, what do you mean he reeks like pot?
Reeks like pot.
And then my brother-in-law came over and was like, yeah, we saw it. We were getting out of the car and it was like Cheech and Chong next to us, and it was the server.
Come on, man. Come on, bro.
Walking into work.
Yeah, come on, bro. Yeah.
And then the order got all messed up.
I'm sure it did. Yeah.
Please don't put words in my mouth or we're going to have a problem.
I'm not even making this up. Like, things got switched around. A rare steak was cooked well and a well steak was cooked rare. And there was eggs on top of the wrong steak and everything else. My kids didn't get fruit like they were supposed to. They didn't eat anything else. Go and spend $40 on two kids. They ate a French fry. They're like, I don't like the chicken fingers, Daddy. Like, I know you don't.
Yeah.
I already knew this was going to happen. Next year, I'm hosting it. No.
There
brunch.
You go.
I just.
You tried something different.
You know what it is? because we haven't done this in a couple of years because of COVID, we felt like it's like finally we can go out to brunch. And then you realize like, oh, it's sometimes just better if like, because you're supposed to relax on Mother's Day or Father's Day, right? And it's hard to relax when
you're going
you
out is not what you should do. Yeah. No, I'm with you there. I'm with you there. Yeah, and you got little ones. Yeah.
Yeah, the like you got little kids. Yeah, and, we're there for 2 hours.
And you know the places were crowded yesterday, as they were. They were packed. Yep, everywhere was packed yesterday.
It was packed, but it was good to see. It was good to see kind of a sense of normalcy as well back at the restaurant.
But I had to get up, you know, church yesterday morning. I had to get my hair right.
Yeah, you went in.
Oh yeah. I had to go in and just get the head right so I can get through yesterday. It was fun though, man. I actually did.
I was thinking about you.
Yeah, I appreciate it. I actually did. I made it through, so good. You know, I'm sure we'll have these moments on the happier times.
Yes,
Ray ruined everyone's Mother's Day.
Well, see, I mean,
yeah, how about that? I didn't even know about that one. Yeah, get into that.
First Angelo, then Ray. Jack is reporting that he's heard maybe no one wants to work for our program director Rod Lakin, and that's why they're retiring. Legends in our city. No, in all seriousness,
meanwhile we can't get rid of Howard.
Well, Howard's going to outlast all of us, I think.
Yeah, he will.
So yesterday or Saturday, It was yesterday.
Yeah. Yep.
Ray announced that he was retiring effective at the end of May. Ray Didinger, Hall of Fame, long time, covers the Eagles for 53 years.
Man,
at the end of May too. So there's not
a lot of time here.
Not a lot of time, and that's not just with WIP. He's retiring from. He's not doing post game or Eagle stuff on NBC Sports Philly.
Wow.
He's retiring. I'm sure we'll see him from time to time, but he is not going to be covering the team.
Yeah. I mean, listen, you guys are from here, so you speak to this far better than I can. I've just gotten a chance to know the Godfather since I got drafted here, right? And so it's funny when, you know, I've always been a big NFL films guy when I was a kid. Couldn't wait till they would come on the 30-minute shows.
Oh, yeah.
Couldn't wait for them to come on and show the highlights. And Ray was always a part of those shows in some capacity where he was talking about the game and educating us on the game of football. So prior to me ever even being drafted here, I had knowledge of Ray Didinger before I even came here. It's like Howard. I used to watch Howard on the Sports Machine. George Michael Sports Machine.
Little did you know.
In the '80s. Yeah, in the '80s. I used to see him. But to come here and then get the meeting and, you know, watching from afar for so many years. The thing about Ray Diddy is he is so intelligent and speaks with such, I think, assurance that you can almost be intimidated to have a sports conversation with him because you don't want to sound stupid talking to him or asking a dumb question or saying something that, you know, he's like an encyclopedia when talking to him. But then he knows how to make you feel comfortable having those conversations. He never waved that wand of intelligence and this feeling of being supreme, which we all held him in that regard, but he never carried himself that way. And whenever you wanted to talk sports with him, man, it was just like talking with one of your buddies. That's how he and the thing I love about him, especially with me, is that he's asking me questions about certain things. You know what I'm saying? So his knowledge for particular sports or what have you was always there and always wanting to learn. So that's why I was happy when he finally got in the Hall of Fame. So rightfully so, and so many other awards he's been awarded with. Man, he's the best. I mean, it's only one Ray Didinger, man. And wow, it just goes to show you that you know, when you put the work in the way that he has, man, the amount of people that you reach and touch.
Beloved.
Man.
He's beloved in the
city.
Man,
for sure.
Like HK,
yep.
Merrill,
yep.
Guys like that. He's an institution. He's a Philadelphia institution.
Man,
he
is. The letter that the Eagles put out, that Jeffrey Lurie put out yesterday, man. Come on, man.
Tells you all you need to know.
It's big time.
But the one thing with Ray, and this goes to more of the personal, that, you know, I've been here at WIP for five some years. Now, I've known Ray, and obviously, and Ray, you know, one of the first times I've talked to him before I started here, but one of the first times I talked to him here, he's just so thoughtful in everything that he says and does, right? Like, when you have a conversation with him, he genuinely cares and is listening to what you're saying back to him. Because Ray comes in here every week to do an hour with Joe and John, middays, so we see him every week. I mean, we see him multiple times a week here. Yep. And there's always a sports conversation that we have about something. It doesn't even have to be necessarily an Eagles conversation. He's a true sportsman.
No, he really is. I mean, a fan of all sports.
A fan of all sports. Yep. You can talk Phillies with him. You can talk everything with him. So we're obviously going to miss him. But here's the audio of Ray announcing his retirement. Jack, do you have it? Now, this is pretty short, but just listen. This is how it sounded yesterday.
Okay. my contract with WIP is up at the end of May, and I've decided that will be it for me. I'm retiring. Sunday, May 29th will be my final show. All these years, my family has lived their lives around my schedule. Now I can build my life around theirs. I have a wonderful wife, two accomplished adult children, and four beautiful grandchildren. I'm ready to transition from being Ray Diddy to Grandpop. Next fall, instead of charting plays at Lincoln Financial Field, I'll be at Gwinnett Mercy University watching girls field hockey and cheering on my granddaughter, Haley. I look forward to summer walks through Center City with my wife, Maria, and our bulldog, Arlo. I look forward to our grandson's music recitals, leisurely strolls through Rittenhouse Square and Reading Terminal Market, and a weekly senior citizens matinee at the Ritz Five. I now can work my way through all the novels that I've set aside with a mental note that I'll get to it someday. Well, someday is finally here. I'm retiring from WIP Radio and also from my TV work at NBC Sports Philadelphia. I've truly enjoyed working at both places. I love the people I worked with, and I'm proud of what we built. But I feel it's time to go. I'm healthy, I'm happy, but I'm also 75 years old. It's time. Really, it's that simple. I'm not being pushed out the door. I'm leaving on my own. But it isn't easy. I love my life. I grew up wanting to be a writer and wanting to be involved in sports, and I've seen it all come true. I saw all four professional teams win championships. I've ridden in their parades, and I've bathed in their confetti. It was great, but even great things run their course, and I've run mine. We still have a month to talk about the Sixers and the Phillies and, of course, the Eagles, and that's what I'll miss the most, the give and take with you, the listeners, sharing that passion, tackling all sorts of issues with this guy, my partner Glenn Macnow, laughing at our stupid football bets, and all the other stuff we kicked around for the last 20 years. And don't worry, Glenn is staying on, so you'll get your weekly update on what's new on Netflix and Hulu. Chances are it will be a British cop show, and Glenn will love it. I just want all of you to know how much I appreciate your friendship and support. It means more to me than words can ever express. So thank you all, and let's have fun with the time that we have left.
There he was right yesterday. And he meant every word of it, and it was thoughtful as everything else that he does.
Yeah, two things there that I was glad to hear. His health. He's in good health. Because I always wonder about that. You know, you always wonder about that.
Sure.
I said the same thing about Jay when he retired. So it's good to hear he's in good health. And then B, it was on his own accord. I mean, he feels that it's time, and he's not being everybody doesn't have to send Rod Lake and hate mail. He's not pushing the Godfather out.
There was some people still blaming Spike on Twitter, which is nice to see.
So it's great to see that he's at peace with this, and he gets to walk away. And I heard Joe and John on the midday show talking about, and Angelo was too this morning, will he be completely retired, or will he do an appearance here or there, or what have you? I would say this. We obviously know how much Ray Dettinger means to us. And this WIP family, is just like the Comcast SportsNet family, I'm sure, is important to him. I would imagine he would have a tough time saying no. That's why you leave it up to us to don't bother him.
Yep.
Don't put him in that position. Let him enjoy his retirement. And it'll be a time when he decides he wants to talk about the Eagles or what have you, but he and Marie, his lovely wife, Yeah, let them enjoy.
Enjoy it.
Yeah, yeah. We'll go crazy over the Eagles and everybody else, and we know that Ray will be watching, but the constant pull at him to try to pull him out of retirement to keep him doing stuff, that I think it's unfair to him.
Yeah, because as you said, he's such a great guy that he probably would say yes, unless he's not like, because that's the thing. Like, how do you watch the team now? Are you still watching as a fan? Are you not paying? Because it's easy to fall out of the day to day. You could still watch games on Sunday without following every second of every day like we do.
Yeah. Well, he can. Good thing for him. You know, I would imagine he'll still watch the game, jotting down notes.
Yep.
There's no way he's going to watch a game without doing his Ray Diddy
copious
thing.
Notes.
Yeah, he's going to do that. Only difference is he doesn't have to be at Comcast for a post-game show or pre-game show or on with us or Glenn, per se, right, during the week. So I would imagine the first year he's okay. I think he fights through the first year, and I think we may hear from him in 2023.
So he's like Ray Leonard. He comes out of retirement after a year.
Or at least pokes his head out.
Well, Ray Brady.
Yeah. See, that's what I'm saying. He won't do the Brady thing. By the way, he didn't really want to retire.
No, he had some scheme.
Yes.
Rhett. I think you may see Ray at maybe a book signing or two on Father's Day and things like that.
Yes.
Where,
yes,
he is an author that still sells some. You got to move inventory, I guess.
Yeah, no, I would imagine. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. That's probably where you could catch up with him at.
Yeah.
And one of his book signings.
Yeah.
So I'm sure. And Tommy and me.
Yes. And Tommy and me, yes.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, he'll still be around doing it.
Yeah, he just doesn't want to. He wants to get away from Glenn and Michael Barkan. That's what he's trying to do.
Exactly right.
Seth. You know, Seth's pretty intimidating.
Ray seen it all, done it all. All right, so before we go back to the phones, so my burning question is, who replaces him on WIP and the pre and post game show?
Dope.
No, Howard's not doing post game show.
I know he won't be sitting next to Michael Barkan, that's for sure. You can bet that. Michael B ain't going for that one.
So what about Mac and Mac on Saturday and Sunday mornings?
A little Mac and Mac. Hold on, are we programmed the record again?
Well, I'm just throwing it out to the people, Ike. You can maybe put it on Twitter. Ultimately, the powers that be don't have to listen to anything that anybody's saying. They got to make their own decision. But yeah, they won't. Sure. But maybe they can come up with a good idea of somebody that they can pair with Glenn.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. Like, the reason you tune into the show is the chemistry between both of them. You know that you're tuning in, you're going to smile, you're going to enjoy the sports conversation, and that's important to know every Saturday and Sunday that's what you're getting on WIP. Same thing with the post game. I know what I'm getting with the post game show. Seth's going to be mad even if they won, if they don't run the ball enough. Barrett and Ray's going to be sitting there with his legal pad, with his copious notes, and we're good.
Yep. Or y'all could switch over to the Eagles postgame show.
Well, there you go. PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
Exactly. Or you switch over to WIP and have our own postgame show.
Well, Jack, I know that you were lobbying management for the gig with Glenn.
Right, yep.
All right.
Jack and Mac.
Jack and Mac. Jack and Mac.
Has a nice ring to it, you know?
I like how you put your name first.
Well, of course. We both love beer.
Well, Mac and Jack doesn't work. It doesn't roll off the tongue as Jack and Mac.
Oh, man.
Well, there you go.
OG Wade just texted me. He said he would do
it. He's up for it. I know it. Yep. Andy from Deptford.
Yeah, Glenn loves talking to callers, so he would love to host a show.
Oh, I'm sure
callers.
Glenn and Andy from Deptford.
Oh, yeah. We got to put Andy with Glenn. Yeah.
We'll rotate our callers into the – like Angelo has a guest host.
I like
Wednesday.
That idea. Yes.
We'll pair Glenn with our callers.
Yes.
That sounds like – premium.
Put him
content.
In there with Chuck. Yep. Let Chuck have it for 3 hours.
Oh, boy.
Yep. Glenn can survive Chuck.
By the way, Inge hasn't called.
He definitely
called...
wouldn't survive OG.
He would not.
No,
or Andy.
Or Andy, yes. Yeah,
Inge hasn't called in months now. Something's happened to him. By the way, that could be our Twitter question.
Oh, no.
Brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Support the home team. Shop Mark's Jewelers in Montgomeryville for the best selection of graduation presents in the area. Online, marks-jewelers.com. I mean, it's especially for NBC Sports Philadelphia that Ray was a very important part of that.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, listen, we're going to tune into the postgame show, but now I'll go to PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
Listen, there's been two constants on that pre and postgame show. That's Michael B. and Ray Diddy.
The other chairs have moved.
Hell, I've even sat in that chair for a year or two.
There you go. Are you available to?
No, not. All right. Well, speak too fast out there.
I was going to say, like, it might work.
Hey, I spoke too fast there. Well, I don't know if they got me, Barrett, and Seth on that show.
might be a little bit too much. You might need more of a like Ray balanced everybody perfectly, right?
Also, we don't need more linebackers. Like, can we get some real positions?
Yeah, what you want up there? A wide receiver?
Well, what quarterback?
What quarterback are you gonna put there?
Yeah, man.
What? Like what quarterback? Clayton Thorson?
No, he's dominating the USFL, isn't he?
All right, Dave the Say What Guy. Dave the Say What Guy. How are you, buddy? What's up?
Hey, how you doing, Mark?
How you doing?
Hey, how you doing, man?
What's up, Dave?
Hey, listen, I want to say something, but I want to be sincere. Mm-hmm. You know, as a fan, we look forward to all of you guys, man. I'm talking about starting from Angelo's show to Richie and you guys. We look at the show and we enjoy it, man. We look forward to you guys because you kind of make the day for us because of sports, weather, win, lose, or whatever. And the fact that we see Ray is leaving, you know, it hurts. And it would hurt, be honest with you, and Mark, it would hurt if any of you guys left. Because we're so used to fans as calling you guys and enjoying the sports and everything. And it kind of hurts, and it does hurt. But we know you got to do other things once you retire.
Yeah.
But it's just a privilege. I mean, be honest with you. It's a privilege to have you guys, man. Every one of you. Not just one, but every one of you guys, man. Because you guys make our day. You know what I mean? And Ike, I remember I'm walking in the stadium, and you say, yo, say what, guy? And I'm looking, who's calling me? I turn around, it was you.
Mm-hmm.
You guys really make our day as far as sports fans. Every one of you guys, man.
Nah.
Every one. And I just wanted to express that feeling. Man.
Thank you, Dave.
Nah, we appreciate it, Dave. And those are very kind words, and I'm pretty sure I speak for John when I say this. No, the privilege is ours. The fact that you guys allow us into your homes, into your cars, into your lives on a daily basis, and you entrust us with that, and you come to us for sports conversation and information. No, we're the privileged ones. Like we're the privileged ones. Are you kidding me? I mean, this is the greatest sports city in America, and we get to do this for a living. The best sports station.
Call letters WIP.
Yeah, in America. So, yeah, this is the privilege. And we're not going anywhere. We're not retiring. Are you kidding me?
I wish.
We're both young. Yeah. Both young enough.
Yeah, I won't make it to 75 with
no,
with,
hell
like
no.
Ray.
I won't be around here at 75, that's for sure.
55, yeah.
Yeah, 75, no, I won't be, I won't be yelling and arguing with Andy from Deptford about
no, that's coming up next.
Callers at 70 years old.
Jack will be here another 40 years.
Yeah,
he's
Jack
young.
Will be here.
Yeah.
He's young enough.
Right, Jack?
I'm sure that excites the listeners out there.
215-592-9494. Marks and Reese. Back to the conversation. And if you had a Ray Didinger thought as well.
Yeah.
I've never met anyone that when you say Ray, that like –
Yeah, nothing but nice things.
Yeah, like different personalities. When you have strong opinions or things like that, you're going
to
rub people the wrong way. I rub people the wrong way.
We all do.
Yeah, we all do, right?
Yep.
Not Ray.
No.
No, not Ray.
I can't. Seriously, I don't think I've ever.
Ever.
Yeah, anybody's ever said anything. Even if you disagree with Ray, you don't even say it.
No. How many people have told me, but Ray Didinger said this? And sometimes they'll say, I don't care what Ray Didinger said. Doesn't mean he's right. And it comes off that I'm being mean to Ray. Which isn't the case, of course, you know.
What? Did you just say, I don't care what he said?
But someone called in one time and was like, yeah, Johnny Marks, but Ray Didinger said he doesn't want Russell Wilson. And I said, I don't give a damn what Ray Didinger said.
Holy hell.
Yeah, I said it on the air. I don't care. I want Russell Wilson. Doesn't mean he doesn't know more football than me. You know, it's just an opinion.
I just caught myself snorting, so... Sorry about that.
We love you,
Ray.
215-592-9494. Marks and Reese.
I'll just say this tribute turned real quick.
Yeah, leave it to me by the end of the segment. Say I don't give a damn what Ray Didinger says. James Harden, can this version win? Can James Harden keep doing this, Ike Reese? We'll get back in that conversation coming up next. Marks and Reese on 94 WIP.
Hey, the playoffs are here, and you can make every game feel like Game 7 on FanDuel Sportsbook in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, an official partner of the NBA. Now, throughout the playoffs, all customers can place a no-sweat same-game parlay each week. You'll get up to $20 in free bets if you don't win. FanDuel has so many ways to play, and best of all, when you do win, you'll get paid faster than a fast break. Love that line. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94WIP. New to FanDuel? Well, just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app and sign up with promo code.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Code Ike. That's once again, promo code Ike. And if you already have an account, you're all set to bet, no sweat. Either way, you'll get up to $20 in free bets if your same game parlay during the playoffs doesn't win. FanDuel Sportsbook, an official partner of the NBA.
It's just James being James. He played great. We love, I said it before the game, I felt like he was going to have a big game tonight, you know, and I didn't know 31 points. I didn't know all the other stuff.
All right, we're back. Markson Reese, that was Doc. Does this mean Doc Rivers is a great coach and we love him now that Harden's back?
Huh?
Well, I mean, if we're just going to announce that Harden's back to the Harden we thought we were getting, then I wonder if Doc's a good, because I thought Doc was a good coach when they hired him.
Well, he knew that game was coming by the, I mean,
yes.
That's just how much of a genius he is.
Yep.
Well, I will say this. He didn't sound condescending last night, right? He didn't do the whole Doc Rivers and you people thing.
I've been around a long time.
Yeah, he didn't do that. Now, maybe that only comes after losses.
When he gets questioned.
Right, yeah, when he gets questioned, I guess. Maybe that's it.
Yeah, but he also didn't do the
I told you
the
so
tone
type of
being like, oh, so I'm getting fired and everything
right.
else.
Right.
No, he didn't.
Right.
No, he was fine. He was fine after
the game. Yeah, I thought he was good after the game.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not. No. We got a long way to go with Doc. No.
Extension for Doc? Extension?
He even made a joke. The reporter asked him, like, how are you going to maintain momentum heading down to Miami? And he said, I got Joel on the plane. Like that's a decent answer.
There
by
you
now.
Go. Okay.
At least we're being honest. At least we don't have to lie to ourselves and not admit that Embiid's like the key cog to this whole thing. Like, well, we don't need Joel. Like that's what I would have anticipated.
Expecting to say whether Joel is coming or not. Yeah. Nah, he's listen, he knows getting that game yesterday was huge.
Huge.
Yeah. And so he's probably feeling good. He's got Joel back. He sees. Obviously, he probably knows better than most of us because he's around him every day, but he knows what he means to the rest of these guys. And so.
And Doc's understanding the city. I mean, he's really developed.
Is that what it is?
He heard Ray's goodbye, and he started finally understanding what the city's all about.
Yeah.
Only in Philadelphia.
Yep. Embiid, and it's something we probably haven't talked enough about, but also just the effect he has in defensively being in the game.
Right.
Is for real. So, game five, we'll see.
It really is. I mean, they win game five, then I'm expecting them to close it out in game six. You know, they lose game five, it's going back to Miami for game seven.
Agreed.
I mean, that's just the way I see it.
Agreed. Yeah. Yeah, I don't see the Sixers losing to this team at home based on what we've seen so far.
No way.
So, that's going seven.
Yeah.
It's going seven.
No way. And once you go to game seven, anything can happen in game seven, man.
There you go.
We already know Miami even playing at home, they aren't going to blow the Sixers out with Embiid in the lineup.
No.
So you know it's going to be a close game regardless. And see, that's where the Harden down the stretch comes in at.
Yep.
Like, that's where, like, you get to that game seven, fourth quarter, who's bringing us home? It's got to be you and Embiid that brings us home.
Yeah, you need at least one more game out of Harden like that last night.
Yep.
All right, to the phones. Andy at Deptford. Andy, how are you, buddy? What's up?
Fellas, what's going on?
Happy Monday, Andy.
Andy!
Yo, big shout out to the Godfather, Ray Diddy.
Oh, yeah. You
know, he's a jewel in this town, all sports across the board. I'd love to enjoy some Ike juice with him, but he don't drink, right?
No.
Okay.
I don't think so.
I'll enjoy the Ike juice for him.
Give him a club soda. I'm sure he would love to toast the club soda with you, Andy.
Rod's looking for new talent. Holla at me. I'm available night, weekend. My podcast is jumping off this Wednesday.
No.
It is.
It's coming.
Okay.
All right. So
check it out.
Mac and Andy.
Yeah. Well, I don't know about with Mac. I don't think
you wouldn't take that spot.
You got to take the spot.
I'd rather be with. Oh, I'd take it all day. I'd take it all day.
But you'd rather have another shift, right?
Or pair me with like Robbie E. I think we'd probably mesh a little bit more together.
Okay. All right. Robbie and Andy. Go ahead, Andy. All right.
Yo, man, Mike better pump them brakes, man. OG Wade may have to introduce him to a jailhouse yard beatdown, man. Jeez. He's playing with fire.
What happened?
Mad Mike's comments on OG Wade.
Oh. Mad Mike coming at OG Wade. OG Wade going to have to show him about that jailhouse beatdown. He's going to be like my man from Shawshank. Can't make it through the first night. Jeez.
Well, that was hardly the first time Mike had said things towards OG Wade. But, yeah, I mean, listen, they both have pretty strong comments about others, so whatever.
Playing with fire. Yo, as far as the whole Monday night home opener for Eagles, come on, man. Can't we have a 1 o'clock home opening game? I mean, those are the best times.
Yes.
We know that time of year, right? It's a lot of nice scenery to be looking at around them day games, right? Come on, man. A night game that throws
for all the right reasons, Andy from Deptford.
That throws the whole tailgate off. Then you got work the next morning. Like, come on.
That's the big thing right there. That's the big thing right there, Andy.
Yeah. I mean, tailgate, them night games, the tailgate's always a little bit off.
Mike's talking about work. He doesn't worry about your damn tailgate.
Yeah, I'm talking about getting up to work the next morning.
But I hear you. There's a lot of, like, the 1 o'clock's perfect. You're home by dinner
time. You can sleep it off.
Yeah, exactly.
And then, yo, Ike, big shout-out Barbershop. My homie C there.
Right? Yeah, I was there this weekend, yep. Mm-hmm.
Yo, that's one of the only barbershops, right, where you can leave there with a super fresh cut and a fresh puppy. You know who got the dogs in there, Ike.
They selling dogs that way?
That's where I got mine from, yes, sir.
Oh, you did?
From Big Mac, yeah, of course. That's where Spartacus came from, yes.
Oh, yeah, Mac. You know, Mac don't be playing, cuz.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. Yo, as far as Embiid with the whole MVP, I think two main factors that hurt his cause, because we all know he got robbed. We all know Joel Embiid is MVP of the NBA, right?
Yep.
I think the two factors that hurt him, one, kind of when he went on that Joel Embiid campaign for NBA, I think that kind of threw some people off the wrong way, right? You know what I mean? And then you got him and Giannis, so they're kind of canceling
split
out
the
each
votes.
Other.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I think that kind of hurt his cause. Like, if it was just Embiid and Jokic as the main two contenders to win it, I think Embiid would have won it in a landslide. But, you know, I think we all know he's the real MVP. And then with Doc, we've been dogging Doc. If Doc makes a big run here, I think we all going to have to be in some humble pie when it comes to Doc Rivers.
Nope.
No,
I don't mind eating a humble pie. I don't mind saying I was wrong. That's different. That's different than saying I'm now a fan of his. Right. So if I'm wrong and he gets him to the finals, kudos. Great. I don't have a problem with that. Yeah, great job. Doesn't mean I'm going to sit here and say Doc's the greatest coach ever.
Right.
Now you win an NBA championship. Now we're talking.
You won an NBA championship.
Yeah. Now we're talking. Yeah. You win a title here, then all bets are off. I was wrong. Everything else.
Yep.
Yeah, there's a lot of people who had to eat a lot of crow with Doug.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's – I remember how dumb Doug was prior to 2017. I remember that. I remember a lot of those comments and calls with Doug. Yeah, and then he won the Super Bowl. Then he became great.
What was that whole offseason going into 2017?
Yeah.
It was like, why even bother keeping him if you know he's not going to be the guy?
He didn't even speak the whole offseason.
Yeah, by design.
Yeah.
Let's go to Shot V. V's in Sharon Hill. V, go ahead. What up?
Hey, just wanted to – about the Sixers. I'm good with them. they look like they actually might win.
Ooh,
I'm happy with this, actually. Mm-hmm. And,
so why do you get more confident? I mean, they win two games at home. Now it's 2-2. Sure, I feel better about the Sixers winning the series, too. Was it Harden's performance more than anything, V?
When I looked at the tape, it just looked like they seemed more like they wanted it more to me. Like, they didn't want to fall behind. So there was, like, some play in there, some passion, I felt. And that's the way you got to play when you play do anything, you know, as far as sports. You got to play with passion. You got to play like this is the last time I'm going to step out here, and I want to be a winner. That's just how that works.
Yep. And here's the other thing I'll say, V. They played with that desperation knowing they didn't want to go down 3-1 and go back to Miami facing elimination in Game 5.
And that's a real thing.
Yeah.
And it's crazy because some people work off of that, like that desperation.
Mm-hmm.
And they do better when they're desperate.
Yep.
It's unfortunate, but that's true. You know, I wanted to make a comment back in when you were talking about Brett Brown and Jimmy Butler.
Uh-huh.
I remember the one time when Brett Butler was at a news conference with him and he called him James and he looked at him and said, "It's Jimmy." And I just started laughing. I'm like, oh, wow, we got that kind of relationship going on.
I remember that.
Yeah.
You don't remember that? Oh, yeah, I remember that.
The only adult in the room, or what did he say?
Well, he did that one, too. But there he did.
Yeah, I got it.
Now, Jimmy wasn't there with him, I don't think.
No, it was Brett right after the game.
Yeah, and then they told Jimmy about that, and I think that's when he said his
Jimmy.
Got it?
This was James Butler. Like, that was the adult in the gym.
Wow.
This wasn't Jimmy Butler tonight. It was James Butler because
how
mature.
My name isn't James. Literally, it's Jimmy.
He talked about your maturity. What do you think he was seeing there that made him feel that way?
They put a lot of confidence in me before the game. I put in a lot of work last night as well as this morning. All in all, man, it was a team effort. I always go back to defense.
There you go. My name's actually, it's not James.
Yeah,
it's actually Jimmy.
I agree with him. Now, I understand. Brett probably thought, okay, Jimmy is short for James, like most people, Bill, right. William, or what have you. But then sometimes when that's their actual name, it's not a hyphenate or shortened name.
Yeah, I think he was just trying to, like, the adult in the room, in other words, instead of calling him Mr. Butler, he's calling him, like, what he thought, I guess, was his full name as a show of respect.
Yeah, Jimmy. Like, yeah,
it's Jimmy.
Yeah, and Jimmy's like, no, my name is literally Jimmy. It's not James.
He didn't play along.
Yeah.
He did not play along, no. He has no interest in playing along.
Well, you know what? But here's the thing, though. Guys, not even only guys, people in general are sensitive about how you pronounce their name. Terrell used to correct any and everybody who called him Terrell.
Yep.
It's not Terrell, it's Terrell. He told Andy that at the introduction press conference.
Tangers.
So some guys can be – I used to hate it when my teachers would say Isaiah. No, it's Isaiah.
Isaiah.
But if you're not used to saying Isaiah, you know, you read it and it's like, okay, what is this Isaiah? It's like, no, it's Isaiah.
Right. So. Yeah, no, I mean. I mean,
your name is John.
A-thin.
A-thin.
Yeah, no, like you don't. People spell my first name and my last name wrong all the time. I'll get a wedding invitation, J-O-N-M-A-R-K-S. And it's okay. Like.
J-O-N?
J-O-H-N.
Right, H-N, yeah.
Marks. Instead of, I prefer the Jonathan on the official invitation, but then when they spell the first or the last name wrong, it's like, all right, well, you spell my name
so
wrong.
Jonathan is J-O-N-A?
Yeah.
Okay, got you.
Yeah. Like John, but John Ritchie isn't Jonathan, he just spells it J-O-N, right? Which is odd.
So, right, with your name, so.
My name's Jonathan, so.
Right, your name is Jonathan, but someone's name could be John.
My name's just John.
But then when someone may think John is short for Jonathan.
Right. Usually if you
and
spell
they call you Jonathan.
Usually if you spell J-O-N, there's a good chance that it's going to be Jonathan. Unless you're John Ritchie, who just is J-O-N. I would have thought his name's Jonathan.
Right, because most J-O-H-Ns aren't Jonathan.
Are John, right. Except unless they're Jacks, the J-O-H-N, like Jack Fritz.
I'll never understand the whole Jack and John
thing.
It's
just how it was back in the day.
I was searching my email for something, and I'm like, why can't I find this? And it's like, oh, because his name's John Fritz on the company email. It's not Jack Fritz.
That's right. Gotta get that changed.
that changed.
I mean, seriously, growing up in the first day of school, and you know the teacher's calling you John, and the whole class starts laughing, and it's like, it's Jack. And I gotta correct the teacher. And it makes me look like a bad student already.
You were a bad student. There's no doubt you were a pain in the butt.
No, I was teacher's pet.
Jack French is an
idiot. Well, that's true.
Yep, definitely. Paul, Northeast Philly. What's up, Paul? How are you?
Hey, how you guys doing, man?
What's up, brother?
What's up, Paul?
What's going on? Can I get some of that Ike juice on a Monday?
Oh, yeah.
Been drinking that Ike juice. Ike juice, Ike juice.
All right. First of all, I want to say congrats to Ray, man. He's a great guy.
Yep.
I've been listening to him since I've been listening to WIP. So I'm happy for him.
In fact, I was a fan when he was on with Don McKee. They used to be at an auto dealership on a Saturday morning. It'd be Don McKee and Ray.
How long ago was that?
Before
43.
Probably pre-2000, right around 2000, something like that.
All right, that's cool. That's what's up. Cool beans. Okay, now.
All right, we got.
All right, that's what I got. Jalen. He has another weapon, which I think. That puts us at the top tier. I think we're going to win the division. What you think about that?
Yeah, I think that's where we're at, Paul. Obviously, if they were to somehow snag Bradberry in here, I'd feel a lot more confident. But I think they're going to address the cornerback position at some point. And so, yeah, the NFC East is right in our grasp. But it's going to boil down to it's the quarterback play. Right? I mean, that's really what it's going to boil down to. With the exception of the Giants, most of these teams, look at Washington, you look at Dallas, you look at the Eagles, they have skill position guys, right? But the quarterback question is there. Not so much with Dak, because Dak has at least gotten to the postseason a couple times. But even Carson has yet to get back to playing at that level. So that question mark is there with him in Washington, but he has offensive skill positions there.
Yep.
So if his playing gets back to that level, that can make Washington a good team. The Eagles, you got all the skill position guys. It's the quarterback's level of play. Okay, can you take your play to that next level to take advantage of all these skill positions? Because if he does, I believe the Eagles would have the most dangerous offense. I thought about this. The Cowboys have the best offense because of Dak. Being the quarterback.
Okay.
So him as the trigger man, you got more confidence. No, I shouldn't even say that on air.
He's throwing the ball.
Yes.
We know.
Yes.
It's all right.
Yes. Him as that guy, I think instills more confidence than the other guys. Jalen doesn't have as much baggage, but he also doesn't have as much goodwill banked either. Carson has goodwill banked, but he has as equal enough baggage there as well. And forget about New York.
Yeah.
Daniel Jones ain't doing nothing this year. So Jalen actually has the opportunity because I think his skill position guys are better. I actually looked at this. When we were talking to Elliot, I think it was last week, and we were going through the positions and sort of ranking them, Washington versus the Eagles or Dallas versus the Eagles. And I gave Dallas a lot of the credit and gave them the check mark. Only because it's the first year of this Eagles offense, and a lot of it had to do with Jalen and whether or not he can take it to that level. But when I went back and looked at it, I'm like, yeah, the Eagles actually do have the better offense on paper.
Mm-hmm.
They do. Or they can have the better offense on paper.
Offensive line, they have better running backs. The
as
Eagles.
Or just as good a running back and just as good a wide receivers. But the quarterback position is can be the one that gives you – tip you over the scale.
Yeah.
He has a big year coming up, and I think he knows it. And for the first time, I used to say this last year, and he would say it. He said it, I think, a couple times leading up to training camp, almost in a not in a convincing way, but almost in a, I guess this is my team sort of thing, but I don't want to step on, I don't want to tick the organization off because they haven't said it. No, he said, this is my team. This is my opportunity. Yep. This is my team. It's our time. That's what you needed to hear. Because that's how he needs to play. Play like it's your team.
Yeah.
Play like it's your team. You ain't looking over your shoulder. You hold your own future's fate in your hands. You play well, you're not going anywhere.
Yeah.
They don't have a reason to go anywhere. They can use that draft capital on other things. But if you don't play well, then
same type of questions, same draft questions, same veteran free agency questions. You're right.
Yep. And I think he realizes that. And I like the confidence in where he's at, right? He got his boy here. That's why that is. He got his guy here.
A.J. Brown.
Yes, sir. Yep. Yes, sir. He's got his guy here now.
He's got O.G. Wade still on his side. Thinks he's his actual son.
But at least he has somebody. It's a different feeling, man, when you have a childhood friend or a friend that you're close with, and now y'all on the same team.
Outside of being teammates with.
Right. Yeah. It's and to have that guy here, I know that has to give Jalen – it's just a sense of calmness and peace to have your guy with you. So, man, let's see if he can go out and take care of business this year.
Mm. Yeah, the offense looks a hell of a lot different with one addition at wide receiver than it did 2 weeks ago. That's for sure.
Yep.
All right, so we talked about James Bradberry, the cornerback that was a Giant. He got released by the Giants shortly before we went on the air today. So Brandon Lee Gowton, he's not reporting this, but it seems like it's maybe a feel what he says. He tweets out, he says, could be wrong, but I don't get the sense the Eagles are rushing to sign James Bradberry. Think they want to evaluate their youth at cornerback before deciding if they need to sign a stopgap option. Xavier Rhodes might be a more realistic target in that regard.
The damn Minnesota
yes,
connection.
The connection. Yeah.
Hey, Jonathan.
Because Bradberry's gonna cost real money and Xavier Rhodes is gonna be a 1 year Steve Nelson deal.
Yep.
Right?
That's exactly what that says.
Yep.
That's exactly what that says right there.
And they'd rather do that and not kick the can in the next year and maybe draft somebody next year or whatever.
They may already have, I don't know who Bradberry's agent is, and the Eagles may have somebody on the team who shares an agent, so it's easy to have conversations if they need to. They may have already gotten a sense of what it's going to take to sign him.
Yeah. Yep.
And so when you hear something like that, that tells me that.
Xavier Rhodes, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, they're probably going to wait. Yeah.
There's the connection, and realistically, that's a 1 year contract.
Yep.
Well, there you go.
It's like, oh, geez.
Just like that.
That's the worst one. Seriously, man. Yeah.
He's going to be a head coach next
year. That one is the worst right there.
That guy's going to lead a football team by himself one day.
That's the one I don't have any idea what he was talking about or where it came from or anything.
Here's my favorite new drop, and it's not like, – it can only be used in certain situations, but it's Rich Eisen.
Philadelphia, huh?
Philadelphia, huh?
Especially when we're talking about the Dave Dodge guy falling asleep.
Oh, man.
215-592-9494.
What was his day like the day when he showed up to the dealership? Or did he not go in?
Sunglasses. All the way into his office.
He had to go in, right? They probably were waiting on him, too, when he got there.
Saw you on TV last night, Dave.
Or does nobody say anything, and then they just start laughing when he finds – like, he goes right into the office, door closed behind him, sunglasses the whole way. Sits down on the chair like, oh, my God, they were talking about
idiot.
Me on Angelo
Yes, they've been talking
morning.
About me all day.
Yeah.
I'm all over TV. I'm everywhere.
And then maybe there's a weak knock at the door. You in there? Yeah, come on in.
And then there's Dave Uram getting to the bottom of it.
Yeah, I guess he was okay if Dave Uram talked to him via video chat. Coming up, top five at five with Jack Fritz.
Finally getting this thing back in line.
Oh, it's you pretty good Friday.
It seemed like it was pretty good.
Ah!
Well, it seemed like a good reaction online.
Oh, it did. So that was good. Yeah, Dan does a good job with it.
If you only saw the reaction online, that means you went back and heard the top five.
I did not listen to the top five.
No.
Good job.
I did not.
Good job.
I only caught the first half hour of the show. But Dan filled me in on what he did, and I said, good job, Dan. I gave him a pat on the back. That's what leaders do.
First half hour of the show, what were you doing?
I was driving out to the wedding, and then I lost connection.
And you didn't put on the Odyssey app and make your wife listen to Marks and Reese show?
No, I'm not wasting data.
Okay. Hold on. You still have to count data?
I'm on my parents' data plan still.
They're in a data. Dude, just have them call the cell phone provider. You pretty much get unlimited data, as I call it. He's worried about using data.
Oh, man.
By the end of the month.
He is out of control, man.
You start getting text messages like you're close to your limit.
10% away, yeah.
Dude, come on. I'm telling you that all you need to do is call the cell phone company.
Explain it to me. It makes more sense the way we do it.
Coming up, more of that with Jack Fritz. Top 5 at 5. What does he have in store for us today?
Oh,
your phone
goodness.
Calls, reaction to the 76ers.
How does Jill put up with this, man?
We're grown up. Did you make her shut off your... Is she on the plan, too?
She's on her parents' plan.
Oh, God.
Hell!
How old are you guys?
28. Oh, my God, man.
Coming up. 5 o'clock hour. Marks and Reese on 94 WIP. Hey, BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks, unleashes the spirit of Las Vegas with BetMGM Rewards. Every time you make a wager at BetMGM, you'll earn BetMGM Rewards points that you can redeem for online bonus credits like free bets and risk-free tokens. And if you're planning a trip to Vegas, you can also convert your BetMGM points into MGM Rewards points that you can use towards dining, shows, and hotel rooms at over 20 MGM Resorts properties located on the Las Vegas Strip and nationwide. BetMGM Rewards is sports betting's premier loyalty program, featuring exclusive offers, incredible experiences, and valuable perks when you wager on the BetMGM app. Sign up with BetMGM today or log on to get an even bigger piece of the action with MGM Rewards.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.